is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Midwest continues to clean up from severe weather, including a breakout of tornadoes in recent days, and now a dangerous heat wave is expected to bake the southeast over this Memorial Day weekend. The National Weather Service calling the heat wave a death ridge that could break temperature records from Alabama to Virginia. A mile-wide asteroid with its own moon is on a path to fly by the planet this weekend. Astronomers say the asteroid called 1999 KW4 will pass within 3.2 million miles tomorrow. The next time the asteroid will be visible from Earth will be in 2036, when it will be even closer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming the House is not on a path to impeachment, but South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
"You cannot be their nominee unless you say Donald Trump needs to be impeached, and that's why he's going to win."
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he's not happy about the early release of a terrorist from prison, and others in his administration are speaking out as well. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lind, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it calls for a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lind will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer.
Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is agreeing to pay out $44 million to settle sexual misconduct lawsuits brought against him by dozens of women. The settlement will include $30 million to the alleged victims and $14 million that will go to pay legal fees. And the money is largely coming from insurance policies. And Jeopardy! Champ James Halshauer has scored a 26th consecutive win on the game show in last night's episode, wrapping up just over $52,000, moving him closer to an overall $2 million mark. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The local weather begins today with mostly sunny skies and a high near 75. Northwesterly winds around 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 53. North winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. And Saturday, we have a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny skies and a high near 77. Light and variable winds will become southerly with 5 to 8 miles per hour in the morning, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 and 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 60. South winds will be around 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. On Sunday, we have a slight chance of showers again, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 86. Westerly winds will be between 7 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies and a low around 60. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Enjoy Memorial Day and observances with mostly sunny skies on Monday and a high near 82, partly cloudy skies into the evening with a low around 58.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterton, Hunterton Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on WHCRDB, the voice of business, Hunterton Help County's Chamber of Commerce radio station on the internet. I'm Susan Lax. I'm Executive Director of Hunterton Helpline, your host of the show. And Hunterton Helpline is celebrating its 50th year this year with its first assist services and programs 24/7, 365 days of the year, any challenge, any need at any time, whether it's basic human needs, shelter, mental health, seniors, family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and we also provide homeless coordination in both Somerset and Hunterton counties. In addition to our regular programming for seniors, literacy services, and so much more. And I am especially thrilled this morning because with me today is Mark Valley. He's the CEO of Norwest Cap. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Susan, thanks for having me.
I'm very excited because this is, Norwest Cap is actually a little bit older than Hunterton Helpline. That's difficult by about 4 years, I think. So I obviously know Norwest Cap very well. We partner with Norwest Cap. At Helpline, we refer to Norwest Cap, but you are just over a year old and in your position as CEO. So in some respects, it might have been a little daunting. I know your background fit right in, but how's it been the last year?
Well, you know, first of all, again, thanks for having me. I'm a year and 2 months into this position, and my predecessor was here for 37 years. And
yeah, he was.
Yeah, and it built this amazing organization with a huge footprint. I mean, we don't just cover Hunterton. We cover Hunterton, Morris, Warren, Sussex, Somerset. It's a huge footprint, and we serve about 30,000 people a year in that footprint. So, and there's something like 45 or 48 different programs and services that we provide over that footprint. So while intimidating, it's in my sweet spot. My entire career has been, I joke that every job I've had, except for my first job out of college, has had the word New Jersey in the title of the organization. So
so we should say for those people who don't have the knowledge of Norwest Cap, because it's something that when we refer to Norwest Cap, people, what is
right,
Norwest
Cap? What is the Norwest Cap?
What is that? N-O-R-W-E-S-C-A-P. It's a mouthful.
Yeah. And it comes out of when we were originally founded, actually Senator Bateman's father and a group of community activists formed Norwest Cap in 1965. And it was really at the time when, you know, it was the Johnson Great Society, it was the War on Poverty, and so these community leaders got together and formed a 501c3 charity. And the funny story, talking about long histories, and I, I guess we're siblings. We're you know, we might be a year or two older than the Helpline, but we're siblings. But one of our first programs was our Head Start program in Lambertville, and I was literally about 2 months ago reading transcripts from Lady Bird Johnson's visit to that site. Yeah, and it is. I mean, first of all, she's a very thoughtful, intelligent lady. And her description of they visited a Head Start center, and this is 1965, visited a Head Start center in Newark and then drove through New Jersey and came down to our site in Lambertville. And her description of how beautiful, you know, Hunterdon County was. But, you know, she talked about at the time Lambertville was really poor, desolate, and all the industry had left. And the renovation and the wonderful place that it is now, just that wasn't the case in 1965. And but listening to her describe the hope and seeing the children enrolled in the program and the joy that they had in the program and how happy the parents were, that was some of the funny tidbits I took out of there. Although there is one description where she describes Governor Hughes's wife as a woman of ample proportions.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, so
my goodness.
And this is a woman she apparently really got along with, and she said she was very bright and charming.
Intellectually, of ample right. proportions.
That jumped out at me.
That is so funny. But, you know, what's jumping out at me is, and thank goodness for a sustainable, successful program like Head Start that's still here today, and you're still offering that across the land. Some things haven't changed since 1965. We like to think the war on poverty, oh, back then, et cetera. But we are still fighting that war on poverty.
Right. Well, and that's the irony, right? Because, you know, we've had 10 years or whatever it is of straight economic growth. We have the lowest unemployment we've had in decades, and yet, you know, I can show you my emails on my cell phone right now. Just this morning, I have 4 or 5 emails from individuals who can't pay their oil bill, so they can't heat or cool their home. They can't pay their electric bill. You know, like you here in Hunterdon, we provide a homeless hotline up in Warren County, and we get, you know, dozens of phone calls a day from people who are really desperate. And it's ironic. I mean, here we are in this beautiful, wealthy county, Hunterdon County, Somerset County, and we're even in Morris County. And yet there are these pockets of poverty, people who are living day to day, and people who, by the way, we probably see every day.
And we probably work with them and don't know it.
Correct.
And they are at risk to become the homeless, or in some cases, and we know this with our clients, are in fact homeless. They're couch surfing. They have no place to go, living out of their cars. And we would never know it because they are obviously putting on a different face to it. But again, you know, our population may be wealthy at one end of the spectrum, but it definitely has its percentage of homeless that we could compare to other areas as well, which of course have a more visible population, if you will, and higher statistics. We're going to take a break because I'm chomping at the bit here, Mark. We just started off on a roll and have so much to talk about, but stay tuned. We're going to come back with Mark, CEO of Norwest Cap, and continue this wonderful conversation.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free
1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show, Friday mornings here on WHCRDB. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show, and Hunterdon Helpline is celebrating 50 years this year. So we're going to continue to talk about that until our gala on November 2nd. But we have been Hunterdon County's first call for help for that long. And if you have any need, any challenge, 24/7, 365 days of the year, please call 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or you can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. www.helplinehc.org. And if you've been listening or you're just tuning in, we have Mark Valley of Norwestcap. He's the CEO. We've been talking about the expanse of Norwestcap, how it reaches out 30,000 folks a year with various different programs. Started out with providing services when back in 1965 when we had a liberal outlook, I would say, in the 60s, for sure. But you have so many programs and services. We like to pride ourselves at Helpline of knowing about 1,500 programs and services to refer to, and certainly Norwestcap is one of those. But tell me a little bit about infrastructure, the categories of what you're looking at in terms of population, but also the programming.
Right. So Norwestcap, if you really put us into... You can put us into what we call the six pillars of services. And so we have dozens of programs within within those categories. But the six pillars are really education. And when I say education, I mean our vision is really that every child deserves an outstanding education, right? The opportunity to have a great educational experience. And so our focus has been traditionally on early childhood ed. And so we've run Head Start programs for 50-plus years. We are the child care resource and referral agency for Hunterdon and several other counties. So if parents need child care, they can call us and know that they can get a safe, licensed, and a quality center. But we also provide programs for college students. We provide programs for high school kids all over our footprint. So there's dozens of programs in that education category.
But you also, let's give you credit where credit is due. because I happen to be on the Hunterdon Advisory Council for Career Life and Transition Center.
Right.
So you're also educating adults.
Correct. And we have many programs that do that. And the Career Life and Transition Center is one of them. And in fact, you know, we're taking people who've been out of the workforce for a while or who are looking to sort of expand their skills and grow their skills so they can progress in their career. And we provide educational opportunities for them. And then we even have money to help send them to college or earn some kind of professional certificate. So we have, in most cases, it's women, but coming out of the workforce, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're putting them and surrounding them with peers, giving them that support, and then they're walking out with a certificate that they're then going and shopping around in the marketplace. And so that's the kind of services we can provide. We just graduated 11 women up in Sussex County and gave them not one, but actually four different certificates. So those women who went through 40 hours of training, we did it all in 1 week, those women are going to be able to compete and out-compete any other job applicants that are just walking in off the street. They're going to be able to say, well, I've got the ServPro customer service certificate. I've got an FDU certificate in these three things. And I've got my CPR and first aid training. So, you know, we have the capacity to be able to provide these skills and help people progress in their careers. So, yes, adult education is a big part of it.
Don't forget that. So, second pillar.
So, the second pillar is employment. And so you can see there's some spillover between our education, especially the adult education, and employment programs. So we have programs that will... Again, it's about peer support, that where people come together once a week. They set personal goals. Those goals could be financial. They can be about their family. They can be career goals. And then that group of people meets, and it's facilitated, and we provide childcare. And they meet. They set their goals. They work together, and it becomes a little network that then allows them to progress. And the cool thing is that when people graduate from that program, they become leaders, volunteer leaders in the program.
That is great.
And it's so that's just one example, but we have, you know, probably a dozen programs that support people in that employment category.
And that is so important, that peer support, because, you know, with the recession, and we're climbing out of that, obviously, but in addition to just losing, and I don't want to say just losing a job, but one, losing a job, perhaps losing a home, et cetera, that led to mental health issues. And so with a person who's sitting in their home fretting, I can't get a job, I'm not getting any bites on my resume, et cetera, is just fueling those mental health issues that we would all face. And so that peer support is so very important, to know that somebody else is going through the exact same thing, but to know that when you get up in the morning, you've got a friend that's urging you on and pushing you forward.
Right, and not judging you.
When I think about
unemployment...
That's huge. That
right,
is huge.
Right. Hey, look, we're all in the same boat, and that's the power of the peer network, right? And, you know, peers also can give you leads and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I heard about this opportunity over here. I'm not interested in it, but maybe you are. And so I think
networking,
about...
Networking, it's not trite, it works.
Right, and in fact, what I said to the women that just graduated from this program up in Sussex, I said, you know, most of the jobs I've had in my life, I've been qualified for. I have the degrees, the certificates, whatever you want to call it. But the reason I found out about the job was my network. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to run an after-school program that was statewide. I've had the opportunity to be here at Northwest Cap. All of those opportunities were pointed out to me through personal networks. So being able to, connect low-income folks who've been out of the workforce for a while and connect them with a peer network is a really powerful tool. And I don't want to dismiss the mental health issue. The image I have of unemployment was when my mom lost her job. Her company downsized. And I remember walking home from school and coming home from school and saying, what's wrong with mom? Why isn't she leaving the couch? I don't understand. And it was because she just went into a spiral of depression that was brief. I mean, she was a successful person, but For that brief period of time, she lost all the confidence in herself, and ultimately, it was a peer network of job seekers that got her out of that spiral, and she went on to work for the Department of Labor and help other people
that is
connect
great.
To employment. It's that mental health issue when the loss of confidence, the fear of rejection, it's all really powerful stuff.
Well, we had a client who had worked for over 30 years, lost a contract, and never filed for unemployment because she had never been unemployed. And she thought, oh, it'll be in a week, I'll get another job.
Right.
It'll be in a month. Oh, well, it's coming. I just know it's coming. And it put her in homelessness. And because she just couldn't fathom what she had been doing in great work ethic, job skills, et cetera, that she would have lost her job. And then finally, unfortunately, it hit her. But talking about the networking, I was really honored to be asked to be on the panel of the Career Life and Transitions event last year for non-traditional jobs for women. And it was fascinating. What was also fascinating was that obviously with Helpline, I pretty much knew all the other panelists, but I didn't know their stories so in depth. It was really wonderful, I think, for the panelists and the audience. But one of the things that I told the audience was volunteering is networking. Volunteering gets your foot in the door.
Right.
Volunteering goes on your resume, and people see that you are not sitting at home in that funk, that you are doing something, giving back to the community and so forth. But it also provides you with an incredible networking system when you start volunteering with other people and they say, well, I work here, or, you know, I know my friend just left a job over there. But it also shows the organization that you're working for that maybe down the road that this might be a perfect candidate for someone.
Well, I'll tell you two stories. One is that very same program, the Career Transition Center for Women. One of our graduates of that program, she was a mom. She left a good job in New York to raise her family. She had three children, and I think one or two were with special needs. So she had serious issues trying to manage their disability.
Wow!
And
talk about emergency services.
Right. So she faced those challenges. Her husband left, and so she was stuck with no employment. She hadn't worked in 5 or 6 years, and now she's got three little ones that she has to raise. And so all the financial stress, all those challenges, plus the stress of kids with disabilities. And when she described what she did, she said, you know what? This program is funded out of the state. It's called the Displaced Homemakers Program, right? The most anachronistic,
yes.
Worst name for
a little
program ever.
Old-fashioned,
which
but
is why we renamed it. But she said, you know what it really is? I'm the CEO of Mom Inc. and Home Inc., and I had to manage all these things. And when she literally put the description of what she did, the number of, volunteering at the school board, managing her child's health, I mean, there is, 5 or 6 different careers that she's more than qualified for just by participating in those activities. And she didn't see it until she sat down with a group of her peers and a facilitator and started writing it down.
Absolutely. Gosh, we could go on and on, Mark, but I have to take a break. So if you're listening or just tuning in, don't go away.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump directs intelligence agencies to fully cooperate with a Justice Department investigation into the origins of the special counsel's Russia probe. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Now, the president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says it's in the best interest of her country for a new prime minister to lead the effort to leave the European Union, saying this morning she's done all she can and she'll resign on the 7th of June. Her term's been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would okay. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies with a high near 75, northwest winds around 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 53 and north winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. Saturday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny skies and a high near 77, light and variable winds becoming southerly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 60. South winds will be around 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms, also possible after 2 p.m., partly sunny skies and a high near 86, with west winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 60. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Memorial Day, Monday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. With Monday night bringing in partly cloudy skies and the low around 58. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And with me today is Mark Valley, CEO of NorwestCap. And if you've just tuned in, we're talking about the six pillars of NorwestCap, the six different categories. Just absolutely amazing, this organization, the breadth, the focus. Before you get to the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, though, I have to say I looked at your mission, and I love it. I love your mission, which, of course, is aimed at helping families and individuals reach self-sufficiency and strengthening communities. But your values include that you have values that will be dedicated to providing measurable value to our clients, community, and our co-workers. But I like this one. Adventurous. I love this. We will be adventurous, creative, and innovative in bringing new resources to impacting poverty and improving our communities. You know how many times, Mark, I write a grant, I have to give the mission, the vision.
Right.
And it's just, here we go again. Even, you know, how do I make this inspiring? Well, this is inspiring. Value, adventurous, loyal, that's huge. Unified, and of course, empathetic, but adventurous. What a wonderful way to look at your mission and how you're going to go out there and get the job done.
Right. And I think, look, some of these problems are seemingly intractable, right? So we have you know, families that are struggling, and how are they going? How are we going to break the cycle for them? Maybe they're third generation living in poverty, or maybe they're recent immigrants and there's serious language barriers. But there might be health issues as well that are preventing them from moving into more financial stability. And so, you have to be adventurous. You have to be willing to take some risks. Because if you don't try new things and you keep doing the same thing over and over again, then isn't that the definition of insanity? We want results. And so we've got to try new things. So one thing we're doing, and this is a little boring, a little back office-y, but one thing we're doing is we're starting to use data. We collect tons of data from all our clients. And again, we serve like 30,000 people a year. But we're starting to be able to consolidate that data. I mean, because a lot of our government sources require that we report on this system or that system.
Outcomes and measurements.
We counted that we collect over 1,700 different data points, and we were reporting on 28 different data systems. So we are in the process. It's going to take us a while, but we're in the process of consolidating that data into one system, making it simpler for people to understand how we can help. And we've now formed these cross-programmatic teams to start brainstorming. How can we be innovative? How can we be creative? So, for example, in Phillipsburg, there's an opportunity. There's this giant industrial park about to open on an old Ingersoll Rand property that's been out of business for over a decade. And so we are working with the city and with some other partners to figure out how can we prepare people for these jobs. There's going to be, over time, there will be about 3,000 new jobs in that industrial park. So how can we make sure that low-income residents from this area are getting the skills and the support and the services that they need? So we're going to have to break some eggs. We're going to have to pull programs and resources from all over our footprint, whether it's Sussex County, Hunterdon County, Warren County, who cares? We want to make sure that people have opportunities. That's what we mean by adventurous. And we might, we might drop an egg here or there. We might make a mistake. But that's how you learn. That's
absolutely
how you get better.
Absolutely. It is amazing that if we look at our population, we can't keep doing the same thing over and over. You brought up immigrants. The influx into our area of immigrants has really increased so much since, say, not even 1965, but 10 years ago, if you look at the census and so forth. And what does that look like in terms of needs, et cetera? And what does that look like in terms of really connecting people with the, not job skills, because, for instance, we provide literacy services. Many of our students, our adult students, have a PhD in their own country.
Right.
Were extremely successful in their own country. How do we capitalize on those skill sets? Not just teach the skill sets, but capitalize on those skill sets, make that transition from there to here, and so that we all benefit from this. This is not just, this is my frustration. This is not just about helping that person who needs help. This is about helping all of us. Because every time that we have a program, every time somebody succeeds, every time someone's success is sustainable, that's better for our community. And what we don't tend to see is that, again, it's someone in our family, it's our neighbor, it's someone we're working with. And I love, again, the adventuresome, I feel like we're all going to be pirates in this. and we're going to partner not just with the other organizations, but the people that we serve and let them have ownership of where we go and what the needs are, et cetera.
That's right. And actually that transitions well into volunteerism. And I think that people think volunteerism is a nice thing to do. But we don't see it that way. We see volunteerism as transformative. Because particularly if you're a low-income person or a person that's been served by a program or a child that's been served by your school or your preschool, when you transition from the person receiving service to the person giving service, It's a really powerful transformation that says, I've got the power to make difference. I've got the power to influence my community, influence people who need help and support. I've got that power, whatever my limitations are. And so to me, that's why volunteerism is one of our core pillars. So we have senior volunteer programs. We have volunteers who come to our, basically run our food bank.
You've sent a few of those volunteers to Helpline. Thank you again.
We have AmeriCorps members. I mean, volunteerism is central, and I really am a believer in the transformational power of service. It really is. It is important. And let me give you two examples. I have one of our Head Start directors and one of my Head Start parents, who's now a board member of NorWestCat, have told similar stories. In one case, the director was actually somebody who had an accounting degree and came to this country because of political issues that were happening in her country. She came here, fell in love with a man, and they are married to this day and have children. But when she first came here, she went from being an accountant in her country to cleaning bathrooms. And she had to work her way up the ladder. And sure enough, she ended up being able to go back to school, get a degree, and now she's able to run a Head Start Center. Similar with one of a woman who's now my board member. Her mother came to this country. Again, horrible political violence happening in her home country. She was able to come over here, emigrate here. And again, she worked for, I guess it was a pharmaceutical or a chemical company down there, so she had a background in chemistry and couldn't use it here. And again, she had to work her way up. And in all honesty, she ended up basically just cleaning bathrooms and cleaning houses, eventually starting her own house cleaning company. But she was never able to go back to her industry.
Unfortunately, it's a story told and retold. And that's why we should capitalize on those skills, capitalize on those talents and so forth. Instead of saying that person can't, it's what can that person do for us?
Right. It's a twist on John Kennedy, right?
Yes, you know, absolutely.
And that's what I can do for you. And people don't think of that, but we have lots of folks with very little means who are helping to volunteer and do things. And again, it transforms them. It shows them that they have power.
We have an adult English student from Brazil, and she started with us in August, and she has been taking our English instruction, and now she's a poster child. She started volunteering with us because she wanted to improve her English, and so often we teach, but there's no practice involved. You go back home, you're speaking the same language, etc. Right. And so she volunteered with us with the seniors, which was just fantastic, to improve her English. She has now gotten her green card. She is in a CNA program. She was a nurse, a bona fide nurse in Brazil, but you know, so the CNA is a good start for her to get her feet back where she needs to be traveling, so to speak. And she just is on this trajectory, and as in the CNA program, because she was in that, she now has a job.
That's awesome.
While she's learning, just got the green card, and while she's still volunteering and taking her English lessons. It's just amazing, the energy, the commitment, and we are grateful. I mean, I needed that volunteer.
Right.
So it just shows how it goes full circle, how you give, you get back. There's absolutely no question.
Right. And you take away great skills. I mean, I tell everybody that volunteers, I mean, if you volunteer, you're the treasurer of your nonprofit group. Well, guess what? You're managing a budget of X amount of dollars. If you're serving on a board as a volunteer, like some of our Head Start moms are on our board, well, guess what? You are in charge of a $17 million corporation, right? They're my bosses. You're in charge of a $17 million corporation that has 280 employees. Who wouldn't want that on their resume?
Absolutely, and they should put it on their resume. We're taking our break, and we'll be right back with Mark Bally of Norwest Cap.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, and I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, and having a fantastic conversation with Norwest Cap's CEO, Mark Bally. And we kept talking about the different pillars, et cetera, Mark, but before we get back to the unbelievable work of Norwest Cap and also a huge fundraiser coming up June 6th. I do want to tell our listeners, if you are in need of assistance, first of all, you may not get the six pillars in this conversation, but Mark, definitely come back. But you can access all of their programs and services at www.norwestcap.org. That's NORWESCAP.org. www.norwestcap.org. And for telephonic assistance, that still happens, 908-454-7000. Do not hesitate if you are in need. We are very fortunate to have Norwest Cap in our midst for all these years, and you can't get better than their programs and services. So, Mark, you do have a huge fundraiser coming up, and it's not just your typical fundraiser. All of us nonprofits, believe me, we thrive on the fundraisers and the requests for donations. But you have a special guest that you're honoring.
Yes. So this year, we traditionally Norwest Cap hasn't done fundraisers at an agency level. We've done fundraisers at some of our program levels. But this is an opportunity for us to start that process because, as you know, federal and state resources are shrinking. They've been shrinking for a long time, and we need to grow the private contributions. And So this is our really our inaugural effort to have an annual gala. And we're honoring Senator Kaine, who, in addition to being just sort of a longtime supporter of NorwestCAP and children's services and children's health services, has worked in a bipartisan way for something that I think everybody's excited about, which is something I've advocated for years, which is tax deductibility on your New Jersey income taxes for charitable contributions. So this is a bipartisan
huge
bill. I don't think anybody objected to it in the state Senate.
I hope not.
And especially with all the, you know, the SALT tax deductions going away. So this was a really important thing, and it's something that when I was chair of the board for the Center for Nonprofits, we were advocating probably for two decades to allow people to be able to deduct their deductions to New Jersey charities from their state taxes. And so for the first time, you're going to be able to do that. And we wanted to say thank you, and not just on behalf of NorwestCAP, but really on behalf of the nonprofit community.
And that's June 6th.
June 6th, we're going to be at the Imperia in Somerset. And, you know, there'll be all kinds of goodies that then raffles that people can bid on and prizes people can win. And, you know, it'll be a fun night and a good way to celebrate nonprofit and all the things we do. I mean, I haven't really gotten through it all, but, you know, in addition to education and employment, we've got financial capacity building. We've got programs that help people build their, you know, their finances and strengthen their financial position. We've got our health and nutrition programs. We are the food bank for 101
yes, you are.
In Sussex counties. We provide all the food pantries with their food. But also housing and energy and community development. So if you can't pay your electric bill, we're the folks you call. If you can't pay your oil bill, we're the folks you call. If you need support with housing vouchers or if you're in crisis, you can call us. And so there's a lot that we provide. And really the reason we do it all this way is there's no one thing that leads somebody to struggle, right? It's usually a confluence of things. And so often federal and state funding sources kind of fund you in, like, here's a silo, here's a pocket of money, and you do this and have these outcomes. And what we're trying to do is provide a comprehensive set of services that allow people to address whatever their needs are so that they can support themselves and their families.
I always say at Helpline, for instance, if somebody calls for utility assistance, they're either unemployed or underemployed.
Correct.
And so it's not just about referring, if they're eligible for your programs, to NorwestCAP. It's about, okay, let's take the next step, and where are you in terms of employment? Can we assist you with getting better employment? Where are you with education, with certification programs, and so forth? So that next month, you're not asking again, I still can't pay that electric bill. It is a holistic solution when we have wraparound services, when we do case management, instead of just, as you say, sticking to the silo of, okay, you called for utility assistance, we'll just take care of that.
Right, here's a check.
Right. The sustainability piece is never going to happen. Your outcomes and measurements with all your data is not going to show that that person didn't come back to you.
Right.
Because that person was enveloped by real solutions to take them to the next level.
Right. And so, and if you think about it, my board vice chair last year told a story. And he was making it up, but it was symbolic of what we do. You know, he said, you know, he woke up in the morning, and he doesn't want to talk about NorwestCAP, but he woke up in the morning, and he opened the door, and the landscaper came to the door, and he said, hey, you look a little down today. You know, what's wrong? He said, well, a lot of my equipment's breaking down. I can't save money fast enough to purchase new equipment. And he looks at the landscaper, and he says, you know what? NorwestCAP has a program for that. We can match any savings you have dollar for dollar if it goes towards a business or if it goes towards your education or a home. And then he's, you know, driving to the gas station, and he sees the guy who always pumps his gas. He says, hey, you're looking a little down today. What's going on? And the fella looks at him and says, well, It looks like they're going to close the gas station down. I don't know what to do. I don't think I'm very employable. And he says, well, you know what? Norwest Cap's got a program for that. And he went on and on. He went to Walmart and the woman behind the counter. And she said, well, I'm having a hard time, you know, meeting all my bills and feeding my kids. And, well, Norwest Cap has a Women, Infants, and Children program. And we can support you with that.
So you bring up a very good point, Mark, that many of our nonprofits struggle with, and that is outreach. Because oftentimes, and I feel like anyway, that I sit on every single council, every single committee. How do we get the word out? How do we get the word out? Because when we have consumers who come to us and say, you know, there's no place to get this or there's no place to get that, oftentimes I have to say, wait a second, that's not true.
Right.
So we really need to find a way to be able to say, and one-on-one is great, you know, we should be handing out our brochures everywhere we go, but to really make sure that our community understands that no matter what the need, no matter what the challenge, that they have to at least start somewhere and ask the question, because they may be, and I think they will be, pleasantly surprised that the resources are in fact out there. But again, we'll go back to some of the conversation that we had about people losing their jobs, staying in their house, not feeling that anybody's out there to help them. You got to ask. And if you ask just one person, it could open up a trajectory towards all these wonderful opportunities to get yourself on a different path.
Right. And I think that part of our new approach is going to be that when somebody walks in the door at Norwest Cap, and it doesn't matter if you're looking for child care services or you're looking for nutritional services or you're looking for employment services, we're going to sit you down and we're going to walk you through a series of questions to determine what your total needs could be and how we can connect you to those resources. We haven't done that very well in the past, and I don't think most organizations do that very well in the past. You guys have the resources to do that. We have the resources to do that. So I think that we as nonprofits need to do a better job of approaching the whole person. This radio show is one example. Social media is another.
And if you're listening, you don't have to be the person in need.
Right.
But if you're listening, you like what you heard, spread the word.
Right.
Mark, it's been fantastic. I want you to come back because we have a few other pillars to go into in depth. And you guys do so much, and I'm so happy that you came on the show. Thank you so much.
Well, and thank you, for all the work you do with the hotline and with this show. I think it's really important.
We're all trying, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back next Friday, 10 to 11, listen to the news.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
Well, so I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling.
Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Missouri officials continuing to assess damage in the state capital of Jefferson City from Wednesday night's EF3 tornado. The Capitol building and the governor's mansion survived unscathed, but hard hit and damaged by the huge tornado were the Missouri Employment Security Building and the Missouri Career Center. Meanwhile, there was severe damage in Oklahoma as well. There, Governor Kevin Stitt says a lot of roadways are still closed today because of the damage.
We currently have 35 to 40 highways closed due to flooding at various locations throughout not only northern Oklahoma, northeastern Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, but some areas also in the south that are still underwater from the May storms.
Severe weather is expected to remain a threat in that region and even in the east through the holiday weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99.